Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's do these Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes tickets right now. Take the word toast. Bra, you're toast. T-O-A-S-T. And text it to our contest line, 20357. Toast. Text it to 20357, and you're in the running to see Benson Boone, October 1st at the Chase Center, and Shawn Mendes, October 14th at Frost Amphitheater, courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is toast. We will have a new code word for you at about 5 after every hour between now and 5:05 this afternoon.
Couple quick texts before we get to the trash of the day. Sarah says 831. Sarah, you need a spatty daddy. It's a tiny spatula made for getting the last of the product out of containers. Amazon has them. Cheryl Hollister app. A bunch of people wrote that in. The Spatty Daddy. And there's a bunch of people saying the tiny bottle spatulas. There are also people saying, you know that toolbox you have in your bedroom?
Yeah.
You can take those power massagers.
Oh.
Turn the bottle upside down and put a power massager on it and it'll drop everything to the bottom, which is now the top.
That is, now we're talking.
Well, you got a bunch of those. You use the one that, you know, is in farthest rotation.
All right. I see the Spatty Daddies. I'm going to get it. There's a, why is one of them $17 and the other one's $10? That's weird. Okay. Anyway. Any other?
No, you want to get to? Those are the two suggestions to get the last of stuff out of containers.
Well, that's I already have the vibrator.
Your personal vibrator can work, or the Spatty Daddy.
That's actually a really great idea because I would sit there and just have to put the lid on, bang down on it, get it, then get a little air in. I just want to mention this really fast. I got stuck on it this morning and I had to set it aside because it's really long. There's no way to do all of these, but there is a hilarious thing on BuzzFeed and it's about things going wrong in interviews. All different. Like there's some Matt Lauer ones. There's like a Kathy Lee Gifford forgetting that Martin Short's wife is dead and continuing to interview. So you guys are madly in love. And he's like, yes. And so you make each other laugh. Yes.
Oh.
And then he leaves and a producer tells her during the break and she has to like apologize. And there's so many. Some are really funny. Some are super uncomfortable. Some are just, there's one where Woody Allen, the director, is trying to F with Twiggy, the model. So this is a very old, like this is olden days. And he says to her, you know, who's your favorite philosopher? And she's like, I don't know any philosophers. Who's your favorite philosopher? And he doesn't, and he's like, oh, I really like philosophy. I like them all. Just name one of the philosophers that you like.
She's getting him back.
So she turns it around and he literally can't come up with one philosopher. And it's just.
In your face, just, Woody.
There you go. So it's like that. It's 31 cringy interviews.
I never knew Twiggy, but my mom used to say, because I would be combing my hair, she would go, you're just like Twiggy. And I never even knew what she was talking about. Like,
Because you were being a model?
Because I was always with the, yeah. you know, the
Twiggy was like one of those names you heard when we were kids. We heard she was like the first model anybody knew the
name
of.
That's what I'm saying. My mom would name check that lady and I never saw her or have any idea who that is or why combing my hair made me Twiggy. Mm.
I guess maybe she was known for combing her beautiful locks.
Okay.
But the picture I saw in the little interview thing today. But so, by the way, it's a BuzzFeed thing. I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can find it there. And the picture of her in there, she seems to have short hair, but who knows? I don't know. I don't look that hard at it. Wicked for Good. The first trailer is out. Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, the dramatic return to challenge the wizard around this Thanksgiving. It'll be out. They make you wait a whole year for the second part of it. It better be good. Wicked for Good. Trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I love the first one.
What's not to love? It's a feast for the senses.
Yeah, but I wasn't locked to love it. Mm. You know what I mean? Good. Like, they did a really good job.
Well, you're not a giant musical fan.
Right. They did a really good job. And even the dance scenes where I would normally go, okay, it's time for me to go find something to do.
The sets are great in that. And just so imaginative. You know what? I started Andor finally, the second season. I think all the episodes are up now. So we started it. And when you can do anything, when you've got your imagination and a computer that can create whatever you tell it to create, it's just astounding what humans will come up with. Like some of the set design in that, which they clearly didn't build that. They did not build that castle into the side of that mountain. It just didn't happen. But it is so beautiful and so amazing. And every world that they visit is completely different. It's so good. Andor. That's an Apple TV Plus, right?
No, that's Disney.
Oh, Disney, right. They've got all the Star Wars stuff.
It's so good. I think the second season was better than the first season.
No
really?
Spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm only like two episodes into the second.
I'm only one episode in. I won't give you
But that
spoilers.
First episode even, it just starts off with action
right
and like you're ready to go. Yeah.
So good.
It's really good. And I would suggest watching Rogue One after you finish this season.
Right. I haven't seen that since it came out. I saw that in theaters. But this is the lead up to that.
Rogue
One's like the best one.
It's number three on my list of Star Wars movies.
Oh.
Because I like the first and the second one. Empire Strikes Back is always number one.
Right.
And then four is number two. But Rogue One is number three. For me, like, and it's so, it holds, you can watch it again and it just holds up. It's so good.
So we are watching for Bob's Movie Club this week. And by the way, it's every other Thursday. So not today, but next Thursday, the movie is Dirty Dancing, which is, it stars Patrick Swayze. And
you watched it yesterday.
I did watch it
And
yesterday.
You loved it.
I reserve my comments until next week. Mm-hmm. I don't want no spoilers. I don't want to influence anybody and their mm-hmm. feelings on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Patrick Swayze popped up. We were just talking about The Outsiders. Can't remember why, but it's like a Tom Cruise. Oh, because it was like one of Tom Cruise's first movies. Oh, and because he was doing somersaults and backflips and all kinds of gymnastics.
Everybody was
stuff.
Saying that they knew he was like the man.
So it's sort of weirdly and randomly been on my radar lately, The Outsiders and Patrick Swayze because of Dirty Dancing. So Patrick Swayze was one of all these up and coming actors. And I'm looking at a cast photo of the main dudes. And it's incredible. Like here's the cast photo. So you got Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, what is that guy's name? C. Thomas Howell?
Mm-hmm. C. Thomas Howell.
I recognize him and I know him as the older brother in E.T., But he's been in a million things.
He's just
things.
One of those guys that shows up.
He's
in a
been
lot
in
of stuff.
Tons of stuff. In the middle there is Matt Dillon. You got
Macchio.
Yep, Ralph Macchio is in there, and then Patrick Swayze, and then Tom Cruise, who I don't know, is it? Maybe he's got a cigarette sticking out of his mouth, but it kind of looks like he's just
looks
got
like a
snaggle tooth.
We know he has a snaggle tooth, and he ended up in braces as a grown up.
So he. If I'm Tom Cruise, and this is one of his first movies, or at least it's the same year as Risky Business, he looks ridiculous in this. He's a well-known short
guy. They all look
guy.
Ridiculous. Look at Emilio in a Mickey Mouse shirt.
With no sleeves. I mean, this is just the funniest, and they all wear floods. They're all wearing floods. I mean, look at C. Thomas Howell's pants. Come on. And then Tom Cruise, who I think is 5'6 in real life, maybe 5'4". He is standing in a in a divot in the road, but he does have some heels on. But look at the guy behind him. That's Patrick Swayze there behind him. Look down and continue down. Continue looking down and down and down his leg. He's standing in the sort of the second row.
Oh, he's on bricks.
He's not just on bricks. He's on a stack of bricks. And Patrick Swayze's already a 5'10" guy. Like, he's not super short or anything. But I guess maybe for this picture, they needed that back row to be taller. They got Matt Dillon in the middle, who's just standing on the ground. But I guess it's like a running joke with everybody who has a copy of this photo when they're asked to sign it, all of these seven actors that are the main characters and the outsiders.
Yes, please. So
this is a Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, who is the interview. Greatest human being of all time.
All right.
Here you go.
There's another sort of group shot of us that is became the group shot. We're standing in an alley.
Uh-huh.
And you guys will be able to find this. And if you look at it really closely, Swayze's standing on a platform of bricks that he's built for himself.
No way. So he can
Be taller.
Get a little higher.
Yeah, it's right there. It's like it's the famous black and white photo of all of us standing in the alley. It's like the most, other than that photo we just saw. And I always like whenever, you know, if I'm walking out and people go, hey, will you sign this? And it's that photo, I always circle the bricks.
Of course he does.
I wonder if there's another one where he's also on bricks, because this one, he's in black and white, but maybe they put this out in black and white.
Colorized it, right?
Yeah. So it's so funny. And I was thinking to myself, but the thing that my takeaway from this was, because look, Patrick Swayze is a great looking guy and he seems tall. He's whatever. He's standing on bricks. But I'm looking at Tom Cruise and it's just, I mean, you'd look at that picture and try to decide who is going to be a big star later. And it would be Rob Lowe all the way. Look at Rob Lowe's face. He's darling. And then there's Tom Cruise like, he's wearing a sleeveless denim jacket that comes up. It's a mini.
Tom doesn't look great, but what's his name? The guy in the middle there. What's his name?
Oh, Matt Dillon?
Dillon looks okay.
Yeah, Matt Dillon looks good. Patrick Swayze looks good. If you don't notice
the jacket's fine.
If you don't notice the bricks. Emilio Estevez has some funky hair.
I never even saw this movie. Wow. I know that all the ladies loved these boys, and it was a big deal when we were, I guess, 7th or 8th grade. They all had their little, what do they call that?
Flair.
Mm. With we didn't call it flair then, though, but it is. That's what it is. Right. It's these little pins with different faces on them, and
I'm a pony boy.
Right.
Pony Boy is C. Thomas Howell's character, right?
Yeah.
What do we know? Oh, who cares what the names of all of them were? The long and short of this is a funny picture. It is actually sort of a I sort of had it in my head that there were people who were unknowns who were in the Outsiders cast, but every single one of them went on to at least a modicum of fame after this. Like, whoever cast this, good job. Like, wow.
And that's the point I was making. At that time, in when I was a little boy, this was these were the heartthrobs of America. I'm sure Teen Beat and Tiger Beat all the others featured these faces, headshots, was that a weekly or a monthly? I don't know,
because I didn't look at it. I think Teen Beat was monthly, but
people were into these guys, so they continued to work. And
people probably have, like, fold-outs of, you know, this... The fold out this month. I don't think they called them centerfolds because it sounded too dirty. Angel is a centerfold. So there you go. We've got it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to take a look. But it's just so funny to see all those guys like basically in their star infancy.
And they're supposed to be cool, but by any standard, you're looking at that going, these guys look like dorks.
Well, I mean, anything that's of an era. 1983. And all those actors went on to just be huge. They were the greasers. And speaking of the people in that movie, I mean, Tom Cruise comes up all the time. And Patrick Swayze, we're all watching Dirty Dancing. And one week from today, we'll be telling our true feelings about it. I think this is also from BuzzFeed. It is. It's celebrity couples. This is, do you remember these celebrity couples from 20 years ago? It's not every couple. Nowadays, we come up with a nice nickname for them, Brangelina or Bennifer. Or what is the Tavis? Is that what it is?
What?
Travelor.
Oh, I thought it was TNT.
Is it just TNT? Is that what we call them?
Travis and Taylor.
TNT.
Just TNT. It's not.
Boom.
Travelor.
No.
Or Tavis.
It's kind of hard, a kind of hard combination since they both start with the same letter. But I think they call themselves TNT.
TNT. Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
So it's time to play a game.
Oh, boy.
Here are some famous couples that you may or may not remember. I'll give you three, and you tell me which one is fake. Jessica Biel and Chris Evans. Jessica Biel and Chris Evans dated from 01 to 06. Hillary Duff and Ashton Kutcher met at a charity softball game in 04. Zach Braff and Mandy Moore dated from 04 to 06. Which one is the fake couple?
Oh, the fake couple.
Which one's fake? Jessica Biel's Chris Evans, Hillary Duff and Ashton Kutcher, or Zach Braff and Mandy Moore? Zach Braff is a guy from Scrubs. Mandy Moore, she's a singer. And
Bob.
You say Hillary and Ashton.
Mm-hmm. I'll say A Bob.
Oh, we can't say Bob.
A.
She's Bob.
A wink.
B.
You say, so you and Vinny both say Hillary Duff and Ashton Kutcher?
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. Sorry about it, Manny. Round two.
Oh, it's all right. I've been screwed out of points all day.
Oh, stop.
That's going to continue. That is going to continue. Vinny, by the way, has 3 points for the final game today. 3 points saved up. You'll actually get another point
if you
win this game, Vinny. And Bob, you could get on the map here, too. ScarJo and Josh Hartnett got together in 05 filming The Black Dahlia. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn dated after filming The Breakup. Lindsay Lohan and Jake Gyllenhaal, brief fling after a meeting at the Teen Choice Awards. Which one of those is fake? ScarJo and Josh Hartnett, Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, or Lindsay Lohan and Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'll say Lohan.
Jennifer Aniston.
And Vince Vaughn.
I am also going to say that.
Jen and Vince Vaughn. That one is real. They did date. The fake one is Lindsay Lohan and Jake Gyllenhaal. So it's 1-1-1.
Uh-huh. She went out with Vince Vaughn?
Do you remember that movie, The Breakup?
I don't at all remember.
It must have been really brief. Must have been brief.
Okay.
I don't think it's true.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's true. It was a thing.
No, I remember that.
Yeah, me too.
No, you don't.
Okay. You know what? You guys are probably right. Bitter party of two. Derek Jeter and Vanessa Minnillo, now Lachey. She's now Vanessa Lachey. She married a boy band guy. Derek Jeter and Vanessa Minnillo, on and off from 03 to 06. Natalie Portman and James Vanderbeek, secret romance while she was at Harvard. Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney, married in 05, annulled 4 months later. Which one is fake?
The first one.
Derek Jeter and Vanessa Minnillo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going B.
You're going Natalie Portman and James Vanderbeek?
Yeah.
As I've heard it, Jeter has had sex with everyone, probably even you. Like, so there's
I just didn't realize.
Yeah, you didn't know. So I'm going to say B as well there, all right. Wink.
And so who said B?
I did.
The two
and
of
I
you?
Did, yeah.
All right, you each get a point. Derek Jeter did.
Everyone.
Vanessa
everyone.
Minnillo.
And gave them a nice gift basket as they left his
apartment. That's nice of him. That's very nice, yeah. All right, which of these is fake? Hillary Duff and Joel Madden. That's a guy from Good Charlotte. She was 16. He was 25. Katie Holmes and Chris Klein. Chris Klein is Oz from the American Pie movies. They were engaged and broke it off in 05. Britney Spears and Adam Brody spotted kissing at a bowling alley in 04. Which one is fake? Joel Madden and Hillary Duff, Katie Holmes and Chris Klein, or Britney and Adam Brody?
Who's first?
It doesn't matter.
C.
It's Britney, bitches.
Agreed.
It is Britney, bitches. Never dated Adam Brody. I don't even know who Adam Brody
is. Makes Madden look terrible, but okay.
Yeah. I thought that might be the thing that you'd like. Who would ever do that?
Musicians.
No 25-year-old would date a 16-year-old.
Musicians. All the time.
It's Christine. 16. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Josh Groban and January Jones together from 03 to 06. Misha Barton and Macaulay Culkin, a rumored romance in 2005. Or Paris Hilton and Nick Carter, boy band guy, dated briefly in 04. Which one of those is fake? Josh Groban and January Jones Misha Barton and Macaulay Culkin, or Paris Hilton and Nick Carter?
I'll say B.
You're saying Misha Barton and Macaulay Culkin, yes, are fake. All right.
I'm going to say Paris Hilton and Nick Carter. I feel like that would have come across my desk.
I also will say that isn't... Well, never mind. That's what I'm saying.
That one's real. Paris Hilton and Nick Carter are real. They dated briefly in 2004. Misha Barton and Macaulay Culkin never dated. And by a score of 4-3-2, Maddie has won that game, giving himself a second point for this morning.
Nick Carter's not gay?
No.
No.
Oh.
Who's the guy in that band that's gay?
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass, yeah.
That's who, okay.
Can I be on the show?
You can be on the show.
Maddie, he's on the show, yes, Maddie. He's on the show, yes, Maddie.
See, Johnny, you didn't even need to. You didn't even need the extra point.
Yeah, I did.
You're so smart.
I'd be tied with Vin right now.
Yeah, now Vinny's leading in the final round already. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
That's it.
Yes, that's it.
The 10 most common high school experiences after these.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Hey! Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from our show each morning on the YouTube channel. Get some new ones up there. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Dive into summer with a visit to Fremont's Aqua Adventure Water Park. You'll make a splash gliding down the Fortress of Fun water slides or just soak up some fun at Bucket Bay. Fremont Bank Foundation is helping sponsor water activities and swimming lessons at this community hotspot. So grab your sunscreen and get over to this special water park. Zip over to aquaadventure.com today for hours and info. Morning clouds. We're seeing blue skies, but there's still some stuff overhead.
But it looks here in downtown
San Francisco. Yeah. Morning clouds, sun later, 70s and 80s, depending on where you're at. And the NBA finals begin tonight. Indiana at Oklahoma City, 5:30 tip time. Go, Indiana. I love this first story because I think we all, whatever kind of experiences you had in high school, hopefully you had some good ones mixed in with, there are people who are like, high school was terrible for me. Mm. I didn't like it.
Yep.
And I'm sorry to hear that because I had a lot of fun but I do think those milestones, hopefully you mix some of those in with the tough days.
Good times, bad times. You know I've had my share.
A poll on the most common high school experiences found the number one thing we all have in common is the high school crush.
Oh.
Most people, almost 90%, had at least one high school crush. You know, I've never been one of those people who locks onto something and then just keeps it forever. Mm. You know, like I'll be like, oh, I like Santa Cruz skateboards, but I also like Powell. And then I also like this other brand. And like, you know, I mean, I kind of like all the stuff. And I definitely liked all the girls. Like I'd have this absolute love in my heart for one lady. And then, you know, I don't know, a day or three would pass and I'd be like, whoa, who's that? You have high school crushes, Sarah?
Oh my God. I'm like picturing a few of them right now.
Right.
Yeah. But I had a few like I've told you about Jim Morey. He was like from sixth grade on, I was into him, and he just went on to be like, you know, king of the football team. And I swear to God, he knew I loved him because he'd like, sometimes he'd just like touch my arm and I'd be like, oh God. Oh, no. Just didn't know what to do. I was so innocent. Oh, God. But yeah, and by the time I was in high school, I had some big high school crushes, but was just too wimpy to ever act on, say, or do anything about them.
I had one the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Shelly Baker. We're still great friends. We went to prom together senior year, but it was like a friend.
As friends.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Oh, no, like, you got friend zoned?
I got friend zoned big time. Like, I think we dated for like, you know, when you're dating, when you're like in ninth grade or eighth grade, and it's like,
we're going out.
We don't really do anything, though. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That lasted about 2 weeks, and then she was with some other guy at McDonald's. And I found out about it, and I was heartbroken.
Oh, no.
She was hanging out with a guy at McDonald's. That's it. You're hanging out at McDonald's in my hometown. Something's going on. That was the hot spot.
You might as well be clubbing.
Yeah.
McDonald's?
Yeah. The parking lot there, that's where we would cruise town and then circle around the McDonald's parking lot and hang out. Shelly Baker.
On the list of common high school experiences, having a crush on someone was number one. Number two was had a specific friend group or clique.
Yes.
That's also, that's a big number.
Pam Bruni, Alicia Brown.
I like kind of was friends with everyone in town. But then around high school, I started partying and it became, and that while I knew all these people, I really only hung with my fellow losers, you know, the ones that really wanted to get ripped and do the, you know, do the, be at the keggers.
Look, I have little tiny pieces of paper. I'm sure this won't hurt a fly.
It's so embarrassing and humiliating that is how that you just gravitate towards the ones who aren't going to go, maybe we shouldn't have beer tonight. It does seem like we've done that 3 days
no
in a row.
Men. I want yes men.
Listen, if I want to hang out with my mom, I'll hang out with my mom. Don't tell me that I'm doing this because this is what I do.
Knots Landing isn't on until Thursday. Was that the one you watched with her?
I did watch that with her, yes. Anyway, had a specific friend group or clique. It did. While I was like someone who felt like I was friends to everyone, I did end up with just the partiers.
Yeah.
Surfers and skateboarders too, but also.
But there were kids who were, you know, they weren't necessarily in one group and managed to navigate their way through several.
Mm-hmm. Took a class you loved in high school. Yes. My speech and debate class, I loved it.
Yeah.
And I loved my teacher, Mr. Laura, so much. And he was so good that I wanted to be in class. And when he threw me out, I was outside the class with my face in the window waiting for him to go, all right, Hassan, get back in here. Because I just wanted, that's where we could go perform.
Why did you get thrown out?
For different things. There were things that he would do where you'd, like if he said, Stout, you had to go, yes, sir. You had to pop up. Like it was, be ready, don't dick around, pop up. Mm. And if you were like, oh, hold on, or even just were.
You were out.
He'd sit down, or if he'd done it, if he'd gotten you twice, get out of here. You're not paying attention. Wow. Sit outside.
Mm. I don't want to go outside. Love this class.
This is the place to be. Mm. Yeah, all the stuff. There were a million reasons. If you talked, like in a normal class, everyone talked the whole time. Mm. In his class, if you talked, get outside.
Right.
Ow.
Mine was art class. That's where I met Village too, actually.
Oh, Village.
It was one of the only classes where the grades were mixed. You know,
so I don't know what that means.
He was a junior and I was a freshman.
Oh, the great. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So there would be older kids. You know, and Mr. Crow, who was awesome, would, like, there were classes I didn't want to go to. I didn't want to go to gym. I'd be like, sneak out of there and just go hang in the art room. And he never would say anything about it. He's like, yeah, set up over there.
You didn't want to go to PE?
No, I didn't.
Bob, I'm curious, you're a generation or two behind us.
Bunch of generations.
What was your favorite class in high school?
Film.
Oh.
Yeah, we were so lucky. We had a TV studio.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
It was fancy. So cool. And it was the same thing my senior year. I would be like, oh, like I got to go film something. I would just go hang out there.
I forget. Is Susan from Michigan or are you from Michigan?
Susan's from Michigan. I'm from outside of Philly.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Nice. You're on TV studio set up. No wonder you're here doing video stuff.
I know. It's crazy. My life is coming full circle.
Shame.
The most common high school experiences include having a crush on someone, having a specific friend group or clique, took a class you loved, took a class you hated. Mm. Also, same sort of score on that
thanks,
one.
Jim.
Yeah, there it is. You didn't like PE, huh? See, we could play. We played volleyball at a pretty high level, even in PE. And that, to me, was the most fun you could possibly have.
Yeah, that's indoor where all volleyball. The mean girls were in my world.
In volleyball?
Just in gym.
Oh, in gym. I got you.
Like, bitches. And you had to change. Like, everyone, it was awful. I hated it.
Went to at least one high school football game.
Oh.
And one high school dance. I did go to a high school dance, but I boycotted all that stuff forever.
I definitely went to football games, but the because I was in the color guard and marching band, but we don't have
and
to
had
know.
Your worst experiences yes, of your life
very,
there.
Some very bad experiences in that. But the dances, I would go to all the dances. I loved going to the dances.
Yeah,
you
I didn't
go with your friends and look it around.
Yeah, I was going to dress up and go to a dance,
stand there and not ask a girl to
right,
dance.
Just be that, awkward that was, the whole time. It's yeah. Like, oh God, I love this song. You just like stand together with your friends.
Dance. On the list of common high school experiences at number six is kiss someone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, people would like be standing around in the hall making out, and I was always like, oh, maybe someday I'll get to make out with someone in the hall.
I don't remember the making out in the hall, but I certainly, yes, that's that was the base I could easily get to.
Yeah.
It was after that, the other bases were always a, you know, question mark. But first, yeah.
Yeah, get to first base.
Kissed lots
like,
of girls.
Be leaning on their lockers and making out, and I would always be like, ooh, that looks so fun.
This one's interesting. Lied to your parents. These are the 10 most common high school experiences.
I literally lied to my parents my entire life about everything.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. Sandy would stop asking me questions because I would tell her the truth. And it just...
Well, there you go.
She was...
Maybe I should have tried that.
She would just go...
If you'd stop asking me questions, I'd stop having to lie to you. Told a lie. Oh, my God. So
lied to your
lies.
Parents, Maddie?
A couple times, but my mom was super cool. She was more
she
like...
She took you to the box.
Yeah, just hello. Tell me what you're doing. Call me if you're drinking. Just let me know. You know, that's fine.
I'll come drink with you.
Yeah, but don't drive. You know, she's like, I'd rather have you safe than you
that's
out
what
there
my parents
being...
said that too. Like, just call. If you're drunk or the person who's driving is drunk, it doesn't matter what time it is. I will always come and get you. No questions asked. We don't even have to discuss it that night.
Oh, that was your parents?
That was my parents. But I never called them. I drove drunk a bunch of times like a loser.
I remember my mom trying the old, I don't want you to close the door when you and Darcy are in your bedroom. And my response was something like, well, then you're going to see what we're doing.
Mm. Is that really what you want, Mom? Because you think not having the door closed is going to stop me?
I am. I got a lady in my room who's into me. I'm doing this.
Mm. Are we doing this? We're doing this.
And she's on the pill. She doesn't take it every day like she's supposed to. But.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I would check that little clam thing and be like, we're 4 days behind.
Wow. It's okay. Give me all those. I'll take them now.
Wow. It's okay. I'll double them up. Oh, my God.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Took SATs. These are the 10 most common high school experiences. Took the SATs, went on a date, and had a boyfriend or girlfriend, rounds out your top 10. And most of those are, you know.
They seem standard.
I want my daughter to have all those.
Yes. You should bring that home and say, this is what you have to look forward to in high school.
I'm not sure what to do. As you've seen through certain situations.
You're doing great.
I don't always know what to do. So
I think an acknowledgement of not knowing what to do is the first step in doing it.
God, kill me. Ay, ay, ay. Do you lock your door when you're just running out for a quick errand?
Well, the front door is always locked. So we don't really use that door. And then you need a code to get to any of the other doors. So I'm going to say no.
This story is funny to me because I am really careful about that. I hate the idea of being robbed or stolen from. I think
you have had that happen.
And you work to accumulate the things that you have and you don't buy them. You want them.
I'm not trying to share them.
I wanted that. Right. I worked. I made money. I bought it. I brought it home. I've put it in my house.
I don't want
you to have it. I want me to have it.
You got it.
I hate that stuff. But I have struggled with Christina and our security. She's with it now. But when I first started dating her and then I moved into her house, the one that she had, there were 15 or more keys to her house floating around her friend group and family.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Just.
Yes.
I got a key. I'll just go over. How many keys are out there?
I don't know. A bunch of them.
You know. Well, of course, Trina has a key and Annalisa and this person and that person and my ex.
Yes.
He, by name, you never change the locks? No, he can, I mean.
And all his friends. Sure, he gave us some keys too. So did you get the locks changed?
I didn't. I just dealt with it. And then we moved out and got our own place together. And I explained to her that I really don't want every single person you know to have a key to her house.
Right.
Like, there's no reason for that. I'd like you to.
So what about these 10 people? Does that seem like okay?
She didn't respond with that, but there's definitely.
Some people have some keys.
Probably.
As it should be. If there was ever an emergency, you'd want someone to be able to get in there.
But I think security is important.
Yes.
Do you need to lock the door when you go check your mail? No.
Are we just walking down to the sidewalk?
Yeah. 7% of Americans. Well, it depends on your neighborhood.
I suppose.
7% of Americans lock their doors when they go to check the mail.
Oh.
And I think that's a neighborhood thing. Well, for a minute when I moved back here, and I certainly want to live on the beach, and that's, but I, price wise, I looked in Oakland and there was a spot. This apartment was beautiful. It was beautiful and it looked good. And I was like, I'm going to go over there and look at this. I got to.
Yeah.
And they had, it was an expanding neighborhood. What do they call that? Gentrification.
Yeah.
They'd put this beautiful new apartment in the neighborhood you couldn't walk your dog in.
Oh.
And I was like, they go, well, it's all fenced in. And this is expanding. The neighborhood will be getting. And I was like, I need to be able to walk my dog. Mm. Like the person showing it to me said, you can't walk your dog after dark.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking about? Who?
That's sad.
I know. Well, I mean, you got to, but that's neighborhood wise is what I'm getting at. Sometimes you got to be careful. Most Americans don't lock their door, even if they're just running out to the grocery store or something.
Really? Growing up, I don't even think there was a key to our house. We literally never locked that door. We'd go on vacation. You'd come home, just walk right in.
You like, lived in the woods, right?
I did live out in the country. There's no question. But there was no, I don't believe we had a key.
You don't believe there was a key to your home?
Mom, if you're listening, text me if we had a key. I don't think so. I don't think there was a key. And it wouldn't matter what time of day you got there.
I can't relate to that at all.
Same here. Absolutely. My dad just started locking, you know, like in the last...
Oh, you didn't have a key either.
Oh, no.
Also, you really live in the country.
Yeah, like, I really live in the country.
A suburb.
But my, you know, my dad's turning 90 this year. And like in the last few years, he's finally started to lock up. I'm like, Dad, you're by yourself. There's stuff here, right. You know, like you never know. And so he's finally like started to lock things. But that was a big change for him.
Mm.
Dad, meth heads. They're looking to make a quick score. You got to lock the house up.
You're going to take your TV. You're going to be staring at the wall. How it's going to go.
You want to watch the wall?
Wall's boring, man.
A lot of people said they can break into their own place through an unlocked window. They know how to get into their own spot if they've lost their key. But they also do mention that a lot of people, almost 40%, have a hidden key somewhere.
We have a hidden key.
And 30% have a friend or neighbor. Yeah. Who can come by with a key?
We have that too. I have a neighbor who has a key, and we have a side gate, and you need a code to get past. So if you go ahead, scale my gate and then search my backyard. Actually, won't have to. This door open back there. We do have a dragon though, in case anyone was wondering if you'll survive this. You won't. Fire breathing, big claws, good size teeth.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Some people in newer houses have the community mailboxes that are a block or two away.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
I don't think anything bad of someone who locks their house. It makes perfect sense. Yeah.
I'm not there. I'm locking it up.
You want the things that are in there and you want to keep them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm with Sarah. I hated gym. I failed it twice and had to go to summer school to make up credits.
I barely made it through gym.
Now I love to work out. Go figure.
I know. It just was a whole thing. I didn't like it.
Well, I know that there are people who, like, I never cared about changing at my locker.
Mm.
I know there were people who hated that.
I didn't want to change. I didn't want to take showers at school. I just didn't want it. I didn't want anything to do with it. You know, I wanted to go to the art room.
They'd wear their PE clothes under their other clothes so they didn't have to. And I'd...
Put them back on the sweat over their sweaty clothes?
Put their clothes back on over the top of it.
Yeah.
They did not want to change in the locker room. I don't know if that's a tiny wiener thing or just I'm afraid to be in the locker room and get beat up or whatever.
Well, it is a weird thing. It's like, from early days, you are forced to go. You have to bring your gym clothes. You're forced to change with other kids. Like, it's just such a weird thing to throw a bunch of kids into. Everyone's going to have their own feelings about it. And especially once you get to middle school, you are so self-conscious. Just like any difference that you have going on with you, everyone's going to point and laugh, or you're going to be like, oh my God, it's horrible. We should not do this to our children. But they should learn how to exercise, I guess.
I was talking to Christina as our daughter is now coming up on, I think she's going to be 12.
Yeah. We have a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old by the end of this year. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
And we were talking about, I said, we're going to probably have to get a dermatologist. I had pimples and it wasn't great. And it wasn't that like pimples
tragic
on pimples, like the,
acne,
you know, that
right.
Like, oh my God, it looks so painful.
Yeah.
But it was still, you know, how am I supposed to talk to a girl with this thing on the end of this thing?
Well, put a star on it. You just put one of those little
star
patches.
Well, they're doing
on
that now. I know.
Look, I have a constellation going across my face.
And Christina said, oh, I had the worst skin. And I, no, you didn't. And she's like, I grew bangs to hide my forehead acne.
Mm. The forehead was like such a greasy place.
I hadn't heard that. And I was like, not you. And she's like, yes.
Mm.
Oh, no. What?
Your kids are doomed.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. You know, whatever happens, we'll work on it. We'll deal with it. It's what you do.
And it's what you
growing up is hard, kids.
It's not for wussies.
No, it's hard. And you'll have those days where you go, I can't leave the house with this face.
Yeah. Not with this face. Yeah. It's all worth it, though. You know, there's some real sweetness in life.
I really want to bag my face today. Can I? No, you can't wear a bag to school.
It's too bad. Stop it. You know, some kind of like not a great day bag. You know, very breathable.
Just write that across the top.
Yeah, not a great day.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Forbes knows who's a rich girl.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.